Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there was a press conference held in Harrisburg this week by members of the State Government Committee who have put together a package of legislation that's designed at cutting government regulation in Pennsylvania and hopefully helping Pennsylvania's economy. What are some of the details?
This week, state lawmakers and business leaders from across the Commonwealth announced a multi-bill package specifically designed to rein in state government overregulation. To put the issue of overregulation in perspective, Pennsylvania currently has more than 153,000 regulatory restrictions on the books that stretch across every industry in the Commonwealth. The proposed bills include measures giving the legislature the ability to initiate the repeal of any state regulation in effect and the establishment of an independent office of the repealer to undertake a review of existing regulations. Additional bills would require legislative approval of economically significant regulations, making the permitting process more transparent, requiring agencies to better educate the regulated community regarding implementation of new regulations, and improving the regulatory climate so existing laws are applied in a collaborative and not punitive manner. Also, the regulatory overreach report was released, which shows how Pennsylvania's existing regulatory environment has adversely affected the creation of family-sustaining jobs, limited business expansion opportunities, and played a critical role in crippling the state's economic growth. Again, what we need to do in state government is cut through the red tape and the overregulation that's weighing down our economy.
Also, there's some important news for senior citizens who apply for an important state program to help them out. What's going on here?
Forms for the state's 2017 property tax and rent rebate program will be available for download from the Department of Revenue's website starting on Monday, January 22nd. Paper forms will also be available in the coming weeks. Eligible participants can receive a rebate of up to $650 based on their rent or property taxes paid in 2017. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are 65 years or older, widows and widowers 50 years or older, and those 18 years or older with disabilities. The income limit is $35,000 a year for homeowners and $15,000 annually for renters, and half of Social Security income is excluded. Remember, residents do not need to pay a private entity for assistance in filing these forms. Copies of the forms, as well as assistance with filing them, are available at no cost at my district office. However, applicants should be prepared to provide all the necessary income, property tax, or rental information required to process claims quickly and accurately. Applications are due by June 30th. And again, you can contact my district office if you have any questions. Our phone number is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Also this month is dedicated to increasing knowledge about an important disease that affects women in the United States. What's going on here?
That's correct. January is Cervical Health Awareness Month, a good time to raise awareness of cervical cancer and learn more about Pennsylvania's Healthy Women Program, which is a free breast and cervical cancer early detection program for those who are not insured or whose insurance doesn't cover the screenings. Nearly 13,000 women in the United States are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, but the disease is virtually always preventable with vaccination and appropriate screening. Among the services offered are pelvic exams, pap smears, and follow-up diagnostic tests for an abnormal screening result. Cervical cancer screenings are recommended for women beginning at age 21, and for more information, you can call the Healthy Women Hotline at 1-800-215-215. 7494, again 1-800-215-7494, or you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Health website at www.healthywomen.health.pa.gov, again www.healthywomen.health.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.